Vietnam theme song introduces another session of Are You a Genius? Presented for American fighters and their allies. And conducted by the master half-wit, the genius who set record lows in every Army classification test, the star of this show, Eddie Mayhaw. That's me, fellas. I thank you. Are you a genius? Yes. This is a simple game. All you need is a pencil and paper and a few right answers. I ask a question, and comes music for a half a minute or so while you think it over, and then I give the correct answer. I know they're correct because they're written down here. Each correct answer is worth a certain number of points. I'll give you the value of each question as we go along, and your genius rating is your total score. Now, do you understand how to play this game? Okay. In this session, we have... How many questions do we have in this session? I think we have six questions. Yeah, six questions for a total of 100 points. Well, here we go for the first question, fellas. And on this session, we have six questions for a total of 100 points. I hope you feel smarter than I do right now. I'm about as sharp as a bag full of wet mice. Okay, here's the question, and it should be pretty easy. It's about a big truck driver who comes to your house and says, I can't move that big piano for you, mister, without me dolly. Now, for 10 points, is the truck man kidding? Who or what is the dolly he is referring to?
Dolly, let's have a lot of folly. Roll out the dolly.
Don't worry about the last names, fellas. Just think of dolly, dolly, dolly.
Roll out the dolly, dolly, dolly.
All right, I think that'll be... Thank you very much. I think that'll be enough, I think. All right, here is the answer. A dolly is a low platform on wheels or casters used for moving heavy objects. If you knew, you now have 10 points, but don't get too conceited. The tough ones are coming up. And with that warning, we proceed to question number two. This is for 15 points, and here it is. Horsemen use the word hands in measuring horses. They say a horse is 12 hands high, or 16 hands high. Now, here's the question. How many inches is one of those hands? That's the question. How many inches is one of those hands? Here we go. About measuring in hands, my uncle had a horse down in Atlantic City. He got good and tired of that thing. Turned around one day and he says to my uncle, take your dirty hands off me, you jerk. Just snapped at him, you know what I mean? Can't blame the girl. Just tired, that's all. Now, when a horseman speaks of a horse as so many hands high, he speaks in units of 4 inches. The width of the average man's hand at the palm is the basis for the use of the word hand in measuring horses. 15 points if you got that right. Speaking of horses, reminds me that I bet on one of Bing Crosby's horses once, and he ran the wrong way. When the horse got around the track, he met the other nags coming at him. He got so frightened, he jumped clear over the fence. He found out later what scared him. It was the first time he had ever seen the front end of another horse. All right, so it's an old joke. All right, it was a very old horse. Okay, here's a question that will test your memory. Test your memory, you memory fiends, you. Question number three. How well do you know your Aesop fables? This question is worth 20 points. 20 points. What fable illustrated the moral, do not trust flatterers? For 20 points, which Aesop fable proved the advice, do not trust flatterers? I'll give you a hint. There's a piece of cheese in it someplace, besides me. I heard you, you louse.
You flatter you. You flatter you. You flatterer, you flatterer. I bet you tell that to all the Croats. I bet you tell you flatter you. Ready, fellas?
Yeah, that man's got it. Okay, and the answer? The fable of the fox and the crow. Remember? The crow had a piece of cheese in its bill, and the fox kept flattering the crow by telling her that she had a beautiful singing voice. And the crow, overcome by the flattery of the fox, opened her mouth to sing, and down fell the cheese to Mr. Fox. 20 points if you remember the fable about the fox and the crow. If you did, brother, you're the guy we're looking for. You're it, the genius. I don't see how anybody could ever remember that. Anyway, it was a fox, not a wolf. Of course, everybody knows what a wolf is. That's a guy who goes into a restaurant and orders a waitress. All right, that brings us to question number 4. Getting this one right will depend on how well you remember Longfellow's poem of Hiawatha. Longfellow's poem. Now, here's the question. What was it that stood by beside that huge body of water in this famous Indian story? 20 points for this question. The answer comes in the second line of the poem. In the second line of the poem. What was it that stood beside that body of water in Longfellow's Indian classic, The Song of Hiawatha? Did you remember it, fellas? It was a wigwam. Mm-hmm, that's right. A wigwam that stood by the shores of the Gitche-Gumee, now known as Lake Superior. Let's see. How did the poem go? By the shores of Gitche-Gumee, by the shining big sea water, stood the wigwam of Nokomis, daughter of the moon. Nokomis. So for 20 points, it was a wigwam that stood by the Gitche-Gumee. I really got a great memory for poetry, haven't I? Of course, it helped a little to have Longfellow's book here in front of me, but...
Well, we just won't count that.
Now, in the noble schoolroom, squatting, sits the little Eddie Mayhoff, making questions for the warriors. Come to next one, plenty toughy. Longfellow's got me doing it. Well, anyway, here's the next question. Number 5. This one is musical, and I mean musical. I shall render the selections myself in person. You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way up to studio today. And this is it, the Burfiolette. Stand back, fellas. Way back. Now back to the question. And it's worth 15 points if you get it right. 5 points for each of its 3 parts. In the titles of the songs you're about to hear, how many different metals can you find? You know, metals like zinc, copper, tin, and so forth. Here's the first song, and from its title, you should be able to get at least one metal. If I can play it. Here we go. Let's all hope. I'm sorry, wrong people. Right. Supposed to sound like 10 cents a dance. And since 10 cents could be either a dime or 2 nickels, if you got the answer silver or nickel, you were right, and you now have 5 points of the possible 15. I thought lead was the answer. And if you ever danced with my girl, you'd know what I mean by lead. Now here's the second part of this question. Listen to this tune, and if you know the title, see if you can guess the metal. Okay. Somebody asked, why
do I have to play them on these things anyway? I do not have the answer to that. Remember the song, fellas? Pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
And pennies are made from copper. So 5 more points for copper. 5 more points for copper if you got that. Now for the last medal found in the title of this song. America's favorite sad horn player in the low-priced field. Well, this time, either silver or gold will win you 5 more points. The song was that old favorite, Silver Threads Among the Gold. I love the pear-shaped tones this afternoon. 15 points if you scored on all 3 songs. All right, men, here's a chance for the quick thinkers to add to the average. Question number 6. This one is a little tricky if you're not on your toes. It's about a famous American citizen. Here it is. For 20 points, is this statement right or wrong? Calvin Coolidge is not listed in Who's Who in America. I'll say that again. Here's the statement. Is it right or wrong? Calvin Coolidge is not in Who's Who in America. Is it right or wrong? That statement. Think it over, fellas. The statement is right. Calvin Coolidge is not in Who's Who in America. The book Who's Who in America contains only the biographies of living persons. Score 20 points if you knew this interesting fact. Well, that brings us to the end of this particular episode of Are You a Genius? Add up your points and see how close to an Einstein you are. The most that you could have tallied on the whole quiz, as you know, is 100 points. If you got that many, you should be fixing to get promoted. If you scored 70, that's good, and anything over 50 is fair. Anything under 50 is, well, all right, so you're in my class. So long now. And we'll be back soon to give you another crack at the new Army game, Are You a Genius? You need no cards, no chips, only your old noodle. We give you free music, free questions, a free education. And you pick up whatever you can on the side. This is Eddie Mayhoff signing off and asking you once again, are you a genius? As for me, I am not. Are You a Genius is produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Part of our English language shortwave service.